When we last left our heroes, we were introducing Sim and Shin Yodalet. So we saw at the beginning of Sim and Shin Yodalet that the Gemara is matir, breaking open the chavis to get what's inside. However, the Gemara here implies, at least in many cases, that it's also to break down a closet to get what's inside. So what's the difference between them? So we saw there are two opinions. The more makel opinion was that of Rashi and the Ran and others, was that a regular kli is perfectly mutter to break, ein binyan stira bekelim, but the case in Erevin was a very large kli that held 40 saw, and that was aser. The more machmer opinion of Tosvos is that even a regular kli is aser to break. The case where it was mutter in Shabbos Afkof Me'avav was only if it was mustiki. And we saw that the Mechaber was Machmir, right? What's the din of breaking a regular kli? So we had Rashi and the Ran and others said Mutter. And we had Tosfos and the Rush. This is pretty cool.
Watch out, Yoma.
Said Asher. How do we paskin? Says the Mechaber. Let's start again. Shem and Shin Yudalit. Ain't binyan stira bekelim. V'hani mili she'eino binyan mamish kigon chavis. When is there no binyan stira bekelim? When it's not really a proper binyan kigon chavis. Shenishva v'div shereb zefes, like a broken one that was just stuck together with tar. Then yachol shabba likech lashu b'socha. You can break it to get what is inside it. As long as you're only trying to break it, and you're not intending to make a nice opening that will be a proper opening for it, then it would be makir v'patish. But a full barrel, a strong barrel, you're not allowed to break it even in a way where you don't improve it and make it into anything just because of steer of the Caleb. Okay, we will continue. Let's just read till the end. We'll pick it up later. Okay, so here we have the Mechaber says that it is usher to break a regular kli. It's only mutter to break a kli that's called mustiki. Does anyone disagree? So the Ramah agrees. Why? The Ramah just added something. But the Ramah didn't disagree. He just added. What did the Ramah add? That only Shein Machzek Zar Ba'im saw. This is controversial. Why is this controversial? All the Ramah said is something that holds 40 saw is usher to break. That didn't seem controversial. Everyone admitted to that. What is controversial? What's controversial is what about a mustiki Shemachzekes Mem Sa'ah? What if it holds 40 saw, but it's a mustiki kli? Now, none of the Rishonim that we've seen so far dealt with that, right? Those who dealt with mustiki, we're talking about a normal barrel. What about a weak barrel that holds 40 saw? Do you say since it holds 40 saw, it's a building, it's a binyan? Or do you say since it's mustiki, it can't be a binyan? So what if the Ramah saying, even if it's mustiki, he's commenting on the Mechaber. Even if it's mustiki, it's only mutter if it's less than 40 saw. Says Ramah, Usser, it's still a binyan, even if it's mustiki. If it holds 40 saw, it's a binyan. The Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha, quotes the Elio Rabba, quoting the Rashba, says not true. Rashba says mutter, says no, the whole thing of 40 saw is only if it's also strong. If something's very weak, even if it holds 40 saw, if you have a cardboard box, even if it holds 40 saw, if it's so weak, you can't call that a binyan. So a weak, big thing, can it be called a binyan or not? The Ramah says Usser, it's called a binyan. The Rashi says mutter, it's not called a binyan. Paskins the Bir Halacha as a pshara. Paskins the Bir Halacha that the Yesh Lahakal Aladei Ein a Yehudi. How Yedei Goy. Right, meaning he's machmer like the Ramah normally, that you're not allowed to break a big kli that holds 40 saw even if it's weak. It's still a chashma building. Maybe it's just a very poor building, but it's still a building. However, al yidei goy you can be mekel because anyway it's mekalkel and it's not d'oraisa and it's al yidei goy. So lemaisa there's enough starting to be mekel al yidei goy. Now let's get back to our original machlokas. The original machlokas was what about breaking a normal kli to get what's inside it? So the Mechavan Arma said usher like Tosos only mustiki. When the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mevav you can break a barrel, it only meant mustiki. Which Akron disagrees and paskins that you can break any kli to get what's inside it? The Gra on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch disagrees. And says you could break any kli, even if it's not mustiki, like Rashi and the Ran and others, and he brings many, many proofs. Ki darko makodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu points out, but it's already pretty explicit in the Prim Gadim. It's already pretty explicit even in the Rishonim, that even if you hold that putting together a kli might be binyan, it could be that breaking a kli is not a chashash binyan stupid kid. When you put together a kli, you're not starting with a kli, you're starting with raw materials. But when you break a kli, even if it's full kli, it's already a kli. Once it's already a kli, ain binyan is stir b'kalim. So that might be the svara of the Gra. So even if you want to be machmir that putting that making a kli out of wood is binyan, that's because you started with wood. But when you start with a kli, ain binyan is stir b'kalim, and there's no problem. Okay, so here's the fundamental machlokas. The Gra says you can break anything you want. The machaber, the Ramas say like Tosos, nope. You have to make it okimta, you can only break mustiki, you can't break a normal kli. Halacha l'maisa, what does this mean in terms of opening packages, right? Many of our food comes in packages. Can you break the package to get the food? So, you might say from the, let's say it's a strong package, what would you think from the Mechaber the Ramah? Usher. And we don't hold like the Gra, we hold like Mechaber the Ramah. So you might think it's usher, let's say open a can. You want to break a can to get the food inside. You might think that's usser, or you want to break a, what else the things come in? I don't know, whatever the packages they come in. You know, break a box to get what's inside, break a bag to get what's inside. You might think those are all usser, especially can. However, all the poskim, again, when I say all, I don't mean all, I mean like 99%. All the poskim say, what about breaking? Let me just go back one step. I apologize. Why is this usher? Why is it usher to break a regular kli? What's the pashup shot in the Mechaber? Why is it usher to break a regular kli? What does it sound like from the Mechaber? Which half halacha?
Sosa.
Right. Pasha sounds like Sosa, right? That's the pashup shot. It's usher to break a regular kli. Because it sounds like Sosa, and that's what the Shavur says, and so Gonzai, also Shabra or strong barrel. Mitam Stira. Okay. So the Mechaber and the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat and Zion say Stira. That's the Pashup Shat. Because there is Stira and Kalim if it's a big clue and you're breaking it. You know, if it's a serious breaking of a strong clue. However, the Magen Avraham of Cotton Hay brings up a different factor. I hope it's Cotton Hay. No, that's not what I meant. I meant the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan. One second. It's not so first. All right, we will leave that there. Okay. Now, question is, what about our packages? What about breaking food cans and other packages? So all the posts agree that it's mutter to destroy, let's say this, all right, All the poskim agree that it's mutter to destroy cans and other packages. Why? So they bring down a few tzadim lahakel. What are the different svaras lahakel? One svar lahakel is... One svar lahakel is the gra. After all, the gra says you're allowed to break even the strongest kli in the world as long as it doesn't hold 40 sah. Right? None of our food comes in packages that hold 40 sah. That's for sure. None of us eat that much. The gra says it's mutter, and the Moshe Feinstein quotes a Korban Esanel on the bottom of the Rush who says you can be somech on the gra whenever you have another sniff lahakel. So if you get one of the tzad lahakel, then you can use the gra. Right? That's the Moshe quotes the Korban Esanel that we're not making like the gra stam. We're not making like the gra. Like for example, stomachly. Let's say you have a jewelry box. And you want to smash it into a million pieces. No, we wouldn't be make like the gra. The gra would say, okay. We wouldn't be make like the gra. Let's say you had a chair and you wanted to break it into 100 pieces. We wouldn't be make like the gra, stop. But when you have another tzad lahakel, you're making like the gra. What's the other tzad lahakel here? So, the two main tzad lahakel are... Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, maybe any disposable package is called muspiki. Muspiki doesn't, now cans are very strong, right? When you buy a can of corn or whatever it is, those cans are pretty strong. But still, they're not like a kli gomer because they're disposable. So, a kli gomer is a desk. Is a chair, is a jewelry box, a tea, something made of wood that you sell and people keep in their house for a long time. Anything disposable is mustiki, even if it's very strong. Because mustiki is not just a matter of how, cans are pretty strong, right? You need can opener to open them. They're pretty strong, but they're not hashimas of a kli gomer, because they're meant to last forever until you open them, but then they're meant to be disposed. Right, so says Rav Shlomo Zalman that all disposable kelim are like musiki. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says in the footnotes of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. All disposable kelim are like musiki. Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he is mitzarif, the Rav Moshe Feinstein is the Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simon Kufchav Beis, Simon 122. When he is mitzarif to the gra, he has another sort. If you'll allow me to not skip around, but just perhaps give you a taste of what's coming up. In Sif Ches, it says, Choslo shel tamar megrogris. These like packages of various types of dates and figs. In Makisa Kosha Bechevel, Mater Resoser Shashos Achevel, Bechot Chavilu Sakin, Filu Gufan Shel Choslos. If it's tied together, you can untie it and break the ropes, and you can cut it with a knife, and you can even cut the packaging itself with a knife, not just the tie. You can even cut the actual package with a knife. Why is there no problem to cut these packages? Because it's like cracking a nut. Why is cracking a nut mutter? Why do we say, what do you mean you're cracking a nut? You're breaking a kli. The answer is obviously... No, not derech achila, but why isn't it a problem that you're breaking a kli when you crack the nuts?
That's the way it's meant.
Is that a kli?
No.
It's not a kli, that's the shell of the nut, right? So likewise, any disposable packaging, says Rav Moshe, that's just like the shell of the food, right? That's the shell of the disposable packaging. He said, our whole sugya barrels are... You know, sometimes people use barrels again. But... if you're talking about things that you're supposed to throw out afterwards, that's even less than mustiki. This is just considered like the shell of the food, and it's not chashivas of being understood at all. So, says Rav Moshe, he says, it's all disposable kelim are bottle to the food like the choslos in Se'ef Ches. So, those are the main svaros. You can add another svara if you want. Although these are the main svaras. You can add another svara. This is a weak svara, which is Rashi Kepei Rosh Haran, which is that Melach Meleches Soser Bimekalkel with Mutter Litzor Shabbos. Meaning, even if it is a Melacha, remember there is a sheet that a Melacha is Mutter Litzor Shabbos if you're doing it in a destructive fashion. However, that's not such a mainstream shita because the Ran said Rashi said it, but it wasn't true, and Rashi probably didn't even say it, so it's not such a strong sound of the main sound of the first week's son. According to the brothers, no steer became in the first place, no matter what. And even if there is steer Kalim, maybe that's real Kalim, not disposable Kalim. Because disposable Kalim have two other sudden Mahakel. Number one, maybe they're like Mustaki, they're not Hush of Kalim. And number two, maybe, forget about like Mustaki. Mustaki is like a less Hush kind of plea. Disposable kalim aren't even kalim in the first place. Disposable kalim are just part of the food. They're just a shell of the food. They have no chashivas at all. And all the sugyas that Rishonim were talking about, non-disposable kalim. Kalim that you might use many times, barrels. You ever hit, you throw out the barrel when you eat the grogers? Of course, I mean, you might, but you didn't usually. So therefore, just give me one second. Halacha l'maisa, when it comes to destroying kalim, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, non-disposable kalim, hasar, because we don't rely on the gra, right? We don't rely on the gra alone. And even with that four, that doesn't really count. That's not very strong. However, disposable kalim, everyone agrees, is mutter to destroy because you have all the tzvadim l'hakel. That's halach l'maisa, so far. Yes?
How do you define how long something is not disposable for?
Disposable means when you empty it out and throw it in the garbage, as opposed to you reuse it. So almost all of our food packaging nowadays are disposable. So it means you don't refill it.
So opening a box of cereal.
A box of cereal, you don't refill a box of cereal, you throw it out when you finish the cereal.
I understand, I'm saying on Shabbos, once you open out that box of cereal, you're effectively probably not finishing it, you're putting it away.
In the case of the Choslos and the Mustaki, you also are not finishing it. Right? And it didn't say you finished it all at once. You had a barrel full of figs, you finished them all at once? You had the Choslos, a big sack full of figs. How many figs can a guy eat at once? I don't know, maybe I live in the wrong time and place. But that's not necessarily a problem yet. That's certainly not a problem if you're destroying the kli. I'm trying to die from my lashon.
Right, I was going back to destroy.
You're trying to
destroy. Is that what we're talking about?
What? Okay, give me a second. Great. And give me a second.
Does disposable vary based on like the person who? Well, let's say a plastic salat in a plastic container. So many people may throw that out. Some people might reuse it.
The salatin containers.
Or stuff like that.
Okay, good question. The salatin containers might be mutter for a different reason. Because the salatin containers are really the same as soda bottles. How do I mean? Why is there no chash of stira or binyan bekalim when you open a soda bottle? For the simple reason that...
You're using
it. No, better. That you're not changing the bottle. The bottle and cap are two different pieces. In salatin containers, the kli and the cap are two different pieces already.
I don't know what you're referring to.
If you buy herring or
the glass jar that comes
in. No, you mean the plastic ones.
The plastic ones.
You never reuse those? I reuse them all the time. Right? The plastic ones. The plastic ones are definitely not a problem because you're actually not affecting the kli at all. Because the kli, the top and the bottom were never attached. Right? Even when you buy this lot in the store, the bottom, top and bottom are not attached. It's just that the bottom has like a little extra piece of plastic that keeps you from taking it off easily. But they're two different pieces. So this is really the shaila of, here we have a different shaila. You have soda bottles and, how do you say salatin containers? Plastic, salatin? It's not exactly Tupperware. Plastic
containers.
Cellophane containers. What do they have in common? What they have in common is that they're two different pieces. Here's one piece. Two different pieces. It's not at all similar to what we're discussing. We're discussing one piece, right? You break something. Here, you're not breaking anything. They're two totally different pieces, right? If they're two totally different pieces, there's a bottom piece.
You are breaking the seal.
1 second. Give me a second. Let me do this back. Here's one piece. And here's another piece, right? What are you doing? You are not fixing the bottom piece at all. However, what Noah says is, but you are fixing the top piece a little. Why? Because you need to like take off the like extra tab on the cover. The same as a soda bottle. What? How do you make a soda bottle? It has like an extra tab at the bottom. When you unscrew it, it like comes off, right? But why do you have the extra tab at the bottom? To keep it from opening in transit. Same thing with cellophane containers, right? You have to like peel off that little extra tab first. So you have to peel off that extra tab first. So therefore, maybe you're improving the cover. You're definitely not improving the cleat. But the question is, maybe you're improving the cover. That's the old soda cap shayla. So this piece is not does not change at all. Right? The actual main cleat doesn't change at all. It doesn't have any different tsura. It just had a cover on it, and you took the cover off. The cover was never glued to it. The cover was never attached to it. This piece, you improve by removing the extra tab. I hope you know what I mean by that. You can imagine a soda bottle, it's much easier to see. Soda bottles, the first time you unscrew them, you lose a little ring at the bottom. That gives them extra closure. And from then on, it goes on and off without that ring on the bottom. Likewise, in cellophane containers, the way they all work, I'm pretty sure, is you have to like take off some little extra piece of plastic from the bottom of the cap, which keeps it closed and sealed so that it can't be tampered with, etc., etc. And then it goes on and off as much as you want. So now you're improving the cap. Because the cap used to not be able to go on and off as much as you want. It used to be sealed so that you couldn't tamper. Now the cap is becoming more useful. You can put it on and off a million times. So could that be a problem?
Also, you know those like pulling spring bottles that have like the cap that you like drink from? Like in, you're talking about the blue cap, they pull off the tab for it to open?
Have like a thing of
Yes. Okay, that might be a little more complicated. Let me ask me about that when I finish this sentence, okay? I guess I won't finish the sentence.
No, I never go on another topic. Or?
What?
I never go on another topic.
No, we're still talking about this. Do you want to add something?
I just have a question on the Rashi comparison, Ron.
Okay, so wait till I get back to it because I'm on this tangent now already. In the Orach HaShabbos, he quotes, that this is a machlokas. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who says that it is mutter. Right? Why is it mutter? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Mutter. Because it's not really considered to be fixing the fixing the cap. That's not really fixing the cap. That's just because it was a cap the whole time. His cap is especially, he says, they made the whole cap and then they stuck it on. Notice, with that extra tab in both the cellophane containers and the soda bottles, which look very different but functionally are exactly the same scheme, it can go on with that tab, just can't come off with that tab. That's how they fill the soda. It goes, if you look at the way that ring works, it like has these little things stick up. It goes on and they get pressed in, but then they fold out and can't go back up. Same thing with the tab. It goes in with the tab and clicks in, but then it can't come out. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's already a perfectly good cover, just has an extra piece to like keep it extra safe. That's not considered to be making a cover on Shabbos. What? It's the Rosh Shlomo Zalman is in two places, in the Orach HaShabbos, Perek 12, Halacha 18, and it's in the Shmirah Shabbos, I mean, that's where he quotes it from, the Shmirah Shabbos, the Talmud of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, It's in the Shmirah Shabbos in, where did he say it was? In Perek Tes. Here we are. Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Ches. So Shmir Shabbos 9:18 says Mutter, Orcha Shabbos says Machlokas. Here's the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, quoting Rosh Mazalin, says Mutter. The Orcha Shabbos says there are different opinions, and he says Rav Nissan Karelis was Machmor on this, and Rav Yashin was Masopic about it. So, says Rav Nissan Karelis, and Rav Yashiv was choshesh, she wasn't sure. Aser, okay, Rav Yashiv actually had a different shash. But the main machlokes here is, do you say here you're fixing the bottle cap? It has nothing with what we're talking about, because you're not actually affecting the kli, just the cap. Are you fixing the bottle cap or not? So Rav Yashiv was also worried maybe it's mechatech, it's like cutting something to a certain specific amount, or maybe it's fixing the bottle cap. Let's just say this a little better. Rav Nissan Karelis was worried about Asiyas, was worried about Tipun Kli. He says you're making it a good bottle cap. Rav Yashiv was worried about Mechate. He says you're cutting something to an exact measurement, even though he wasn't sure, and therefore they said it's usher. Shlomo Zalman said, the Shmirah Shabbos says, no problem. This is not considered cutting something to a measurement. You're not measuring anything. You're not cutting anything. You're just opening it. And this is not considered to be making a cover. It's already a cover. It just like was stuck a little extra, and now you're unsticking it a little. But you're not fixing a cover. It was clearly already a cover. It just had an extra piece. Right. Willink holds, like Shlomo Zalman, that it is mutter. My household, the minute, is to open soda bottles on Shabbos. There are different hagim. I don't know that there are different hagim about this. But if you don't have a minhag, you can follow the Shmir Shabbos, go fuss and marry Willy, and say that this is mutter. But this is not similar to what we're dealing with the destroying Caleb. You're not breaking anything when you open this. It's not like a barrel that you break open the barrel, or a can that you break open the can. Here, you're just lifting up the cover, and all you're doing is removing an extra piece from the cover that makes it slide on and off better. They also point out, in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that bidochak, you could use these covers even if you don't take off the extra tab. If you work very hard, you could get the soda, the cap of the soda bottle on and off, even with that tab. You just have to like pry it with a knife. Because it's all plastic, so it gives a little. And in the heron containers, or the shasafaxalatum containers, for sure, if you just pry it with a knife, you can get on and off without those tabs. So therefore, lemaisa, most poskim are making that, although it's a big machlokus on hayom hazeh.
Would that be tikkun kli still?
What?
Would that be tikkun kli? Because then you're showing that you're...
No, since you could use it anyway, so what kind of tikkun kli is that? You can use it, you're just making it...
If those people are Osrin, then they wouldn't be able to open it otherwise.
No, meaning, according to the Osrin, if you just pry it off with a knife, they agree you can open it. Let's say, according to the Osrin, you take this salatin container, and instead of removing the tab, you just take a knife and pry it off with the tab. Everyone agrees that's not true. You're just taking off a cover. You're not fixing anything. You're not changing anything. And therefore, people say for Shlomo Zalman that since you could really open it even without fixing it, it's not real fixing. Okay. Now, let's get back to our original question. Nathan had a question on...
Just a quick question. When we say Makafa, that normally knocks the Daraisa down to a Darabanan. When we're talking about breaking Kalim, either if it's Mustaki or if it's a real clay according to the Gerah, that's already Darabanan. Does Makafa knock it?
Why is it... No, that's already heter gar. What we mean is, even if it's not mustaki, and even if the gra is wrong, and even if it really is soser, it's still makalko. According to the gra, you don't need makalko. It's not malach in the first place. It's not soser. And if it's Mostaki, it's not Soser. I mean, according to these three, it's not Soser at all.
And according to
I'm just saying, even if it is Soser, there's a tiny tzad that Soser is mutter. Whoever heard Soser is mutter, since it's the Mekalkel, there's a shita that Mekalkel is mutter for Tzorah.
So, what, according to the Rishonim, that Ashalim is going to be Aser, if it's Mekalkel, does that make it, could that make it mutter?
Only according to that shita, which is not so mainstream.
So I just don't understand. Is it
we don't pass like that shita.
Wait, is it Doraiser to be Soser that Kli?
No, if it's Mekalkel, it's only Yisrael Bada, it's the Aser.
Okay.
Now, where does it get tricky, the sugya opening packages? This is not the tricky part of opening packages. Chashash Soser is really not the tricky part. The tricky part is, remember what the Mechaber said. He said, even in Mustiki, right? Even if there's no Isser Soser, what's still Usser? There's no Isser Soser, but what's still Usser? Tikkun Mane, Makar Patish, of making a Pesach Yofeh. Miskaving the Pesach Yofeh is still a problem. This is where the problem is. That once destroying is mutter, that we can be comfortable with. Again, if you look around this firm, you can find some very minority, non-mainstream shitas here and there that are worried about Soser, but it's really, you have to look very hard to find them. None of the mainstream poskim that we are familiar with, that we, you know, hear their names a lot. The problem is that it's still usser. Fine, there's no problem of Soser. Right? There's no problem of Soser. Why? Because of these three Tzadim Lahakel that we put over there. But, by the way, Rav Moshe has a Chumra, which is not the Nikolam. And that's true. Rav Moshe says, and even though it's Mutter, but still don't do it in front of an Am Haaretz, because he might misunderstand and do other things wrong on Shabbos. That's not the Minigol. The Minigol is that what's Mutter we do even in front of people who are not so aware of halacha, and I guess by now they're used to it, and we assume it's not going to lead to a problem. Okay, so what's the problem? But it's still usher to purposely make a nekev yafeh or a pesach because of makev apatish. Even if we matter destroying a kli, that's if you destroy it, you pulverize it. That's destroying. But what about? That's destroying. But what if you don't destroy it? What if you just open it? I mean, you can destroy a kli. How can you destroy a kli? I don't know. You take a really sharp knife and you slash the can, and it falls apart. Okay, but that's not what we usually do. You can take a bag of potato chips and rip it into shreds. But that's not what we usually do, right? You can take a box of cereal and take out the little plastic bag and rip it into 30 pieces. But that's not how we usually open things. Usually we open things by just making an opening. Right? You can take a soda can, right? And it's very thin, actually. You can just take any pocket knife and cut it in half. So that's fine. But what about opening things? Opening things, even if it's mustiki, might be a problem. Because the Mechaber says, even Mustaki, you're not allowed to make a nice opening. And the question becomes, what's a nice opening? So, the Chazon Ish here, there are three main shitas. Says the Chazon Ish, he's the most Machmer shita. If you look at the Shmir Shabbos Kochase, he's the first Machmer shita. The Yerucha Shabbos also brings him down as like the Yesh Osram. Says the Chazon Ish, he's very Machmer. He says, look at the Mishnah Brura, hey, quoting Rashi and Beitzah. If you're about to make a nice break so that it'll still be useful as a kli, that's called a Pesach Yofeh. So, what does the Chazon Ish understand from this? Chazon Ish has a double chumrah. He says, anything where you want to have a nice opening to take out your food, well, no. He says, if you just want to take out your food, that's not a nice opening, that's taking out your food. He says, if you just want it to be convenient to take out your food, that's not a Pesach Yofeh, that's just the break, that's just opening. He says, but if you want to take out some of the food now and take out the rest later, says the Chazon Ish, that's called a Pesach Yofeh. You want to make a nice opening so you can save it and take out some now and some later. That's making it a useful kli. That's not just taking out the food. That's saying, oh, I want to make this a useful opening, so it'll be good enough that it won't fall apart and I can save it to later, but open enough that I can easily take it out later. That's called the Pesach Yofeh. This, the devil's in the details here. What's called Kavanas Pesach Yofeh. So says the Chazon Ish, he says, any time you want to take some food now and some later equals, right, Asiyas Pesach is Makabe Patish. Because that's a nice Pesach. Then he has a second Chumrah. Anyone know the famous Shita of the Chazon Ish about cans? Are the windows open, by the way, Aaron? Open a few. Yeah. Anyone know the famous Shita of the Chazon Ish about cans? Only about cans. The Chazon Ish holds that cans are not really a kli. Because cans are sealed so well that you can't put things in and out of them. So they're not really a kli. What's the kula that comes out of the Chazon Ish?
You open it up, make room.
If you buy the kula comes out of the Chazon Ish, if you buy a can and from Goyim and you open it, then you made the kli and you don't have to total it. Whoa. That's the kula of the Chazon Ish. What's the right the kula of the Chazon Ish? Let's say I buy a can and I open it and I want to reuse it. I'm gonna have to total it because the guy didn't make the can. The guy made a non kli. I made the kli with a can opener. The chumra the Chazon Ish is in Hilcha Shabbos. He says, anytime you open a can, that's a Pesach Yofeh. Even if you're emptying the whole can at once. Let's say you open a can of corn, you're going to dump it all at once. You open a can of tuna, you're going to take out all the tuna at once. He says that's still a Pesach Yofeh. Why? Because since the can was not even a kli, you're making it into a kli, that's always called a Pesach Yofeh. Only by cans. He wouldn't say this about plastic things and cardboard things. But, and he says, and...
Even if you pour out everything in the can at once?
Yes, that's his chiddush. Okay. And... and he says, in cans specifically, any useful opening is called Asiyas Pesach, is called a Pesach Yofeh, even if you empty it all at once. So that's the two chumras of the Chazon Ish. Anytime you want to empty it slowly, some today, some tomorrow, some this morning, some this afternoon, that's called Pesach Yofeh. Why? You're not just destroying it. You're making it to a good kli that can be stored and taken out little by little. And in a can, he says, even if you take it all at once, it's called a Pesach Yofeh. Because it used to be a useless hunk of metal, and now it's something that holds things. That's the big chumra of the Chazon Ish. Lefi the Chazon Ish, says the Shmir Shabbos, Lefi the Chazon Ish, you cannot open any kli on Shabbos. It says the Shmir Shabbos also, there's only two things that are mutter according to the Chazon Ish. Lefi the Chazon Ish, okay, I'm going to need your help. Keep in mind, by the way, we're always talking about disposable kli. I'm just going to repeat, just to be on the safe side. If a kli is not disposable, let's say you buy, you know, sometimes you could buy food in a kli that is like a memorial kli, like has a fancy design, it's for like winning the World Series or an anniversary or something, and you're supposed to open the can and keep it for a long time, that everyone agrees is usher.
What?
Like, sometimes you buy, like, I don't know, like, a can of coffee and like a special like can that's like memorial 50th anniversary of something, and you're supposed to keep it and store things in it, and it's intended that you save it for a long time.
Some people collect like bottles, like beer bottles, I say.
Okay, but beer bottles are okay. Why are beer bottles fine? It's two pieces, meaning you don't change the bottle at all. You just take off the cap, and the beer bottle cap, everyone agrees is mutter. Why? Because you improve the cap.
Yeah.
No, the bottle stays the exact same it always was, and the cap is just broken. Right? Once you take the cap of the beer bottle, it's now ruined. So the beer bottle, there's no chance of being usher. Because you're not opening the bottle, you're taking off the cap. That's an important hook.
What's in the CS of a beer bottle? Isn't it just like a suction cup? Basically, the cap is stuck onto it as to pop it off?
No, the cap isn't stuck with suction. It's stuck because they put the cap onto it, then a machine presses the metal around the rim, the glass rim a little, so that it's stuck on by the glass rim. It's like... it's like... Is that empty, that cup? No. Okay. No, that's not going to help. Okay, here.
Let's call it teabagging.
Okay, great. It's like you put this on, and then... Oh, this is not so respectful. It's like an important piece of paper. Hold on.
There's
got to
be lots of pieces of paper with unimportant stuff.
Okay, things that are not different to it. Okay, the machine puts this metal cap onto the beer bottle, and the metal cap is a flat piece of metal. Then it has a scruncher that scrunches the cap like this. And now the cap won't come off because it's like scrunched around. See this little lip here? And a beer bottle on the top, I've heard. The top of a beer bottle has the glass comes out with a little lip. So it puts a flat piece of metal, it scrunches it like this, now it won't come off because of the lip. How do you get it off? You take a beer bottle opener, and you just put it under the metal, and you bend the metal, so you just make the whole piece bent and useless, and then once it's bent, now it just comes off. Right, so there, the bottle never changed, and let's go back to caps, okay? There are three sugim of caps. I know I'm jumping back and forth. I hope you'll forgive me. No, I don't care if you forgive me. I hope you'll understand the halacha properly. There are three sugim of caps. This is... Sug 1 of caps. Sug 2 of caps is beer bottles. In beer bottles, again, the bottle doesn't change. There's no chash in the bottle. The bottle doesn't change at all. And the cap is just ruined. You can never use this cap again, right? Once you open a beer bottle, you can't put the cap back on anything, right? It's bent out of shape. It's only garbage. You can't reclose a beer bottle. So the cap is destroyed. So then, that's pashut. Mutter l'kuli alma, because of the svar we had there. Gra plus mustiki. Plus choslos. Remember that we said you're allowed to destroy kalim before I erase the board? That's pashut mutter beer bottles. That's shmizi. What's the most chomer kind? The most chomer kind are... what are the other kind of metal caps? Metal caps on glass bottles.
Like on grape juice bottles.
Like on grape juice bottles, right? Metal caps on grape juice bottles. These are on plastic bottles. I'm pretty sure that plastic caps only go on plastic bottles, and metal caps only go on glass bottles. For sure, a metal cap would never go on a plastic bottle, because the machine that scrunches the metal would break the plastic. I'm pretty sure a plastic cap, they don't use on glass bottles. What?
Some ketam
have plastic caps on... Yeah. Okay, great, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, plastic caps are okay. Let's say here we have number 3 is metal screw bottle caps. Remember, beer bottle caps don't screw, right? You can't screw them on and off with beer bottle cap, right? Metal screw bottle caps on glass bottles, such as grape juice, those are the most chomer. Why are those the most chomer? Let's think again. You have a glass bottle of grape juice, and it has a metal bottle cap. What happens to those metal bottle caps? It usually has a ring, and when you unscrew it, the ring comes off, just like the plastic ones. Right? But it might be more chomer. Why? Again, the bottle doesn't change. There's no shash in the bottle. Meaning everyone agrees
You're not destroying the bottle, and you're not making an opening in the bottle. The bottle doesn't change at all. The cap is improved by removing the extra ring on the bottom. But in this case, in the same Shur Shabbos Kuchasa, Perek 9, Halacha 18, he says wine bottles or grape juice bottles. He says even Rosh Shlomo Zalman asers that. This even Rosh Shlomo Zalman asers. This is more chomer. Even Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa say aser because you're making a cap. You're making a bottle cap.
Why is it in here from the plastic?
And if you want to know the makor, it is 9:18. That's what I said in the Shmir Shabbos. Why is this different? The main reason it's different, the side reason it's different, is because the plastic ones often you can like pry on and off, so they're a little useful. But the main reason difference is this. The plastic bottle caps were made and then stuck on. So it's already a cap and already goes on. It just doesn't come off. The metal bottle caps, you know how they make those metal bottle caps on top of the grape juice bottles? The same as the beer. Just the beer, they put a flat piece of metal on top. Just the beer ones have a flat piece of metal and then a squincher. There's a word for a squincher. Anyone know what the word is for something that squinches metal in shape? The squincher just makes it like a crown. Over here, they have a very fancy squincher. They put a flat piece of metal on, or it's not a flat piece of metal. It might be like a very open, cap of metal. And they have a squincher that creates the grooves and the line and the bottom ring, like the whole groove threading. The whole threading mechanism for screwing it on is all squinched onto here. It was just a raw piece of metal put on here, and then it was created on the bottle. So it was never a kli yet. And it can't even go one direction the way it is now. It can't go on or off the way it is now. It's not like they made a kli and then put it on. They only created it on the bottle, and now it really is useless. It doesn't go on or off, no matter what you do, until you break that little tab. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that is more chomer, and even Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that is aser. Why is it more chomer? It is worse than type number one, because it was not made before it was put on the bottle, and cannot be used at all as is. Right, as is in the current state. Right, it's totally useless as is. It's not like the plastic ones, which were first made in a bottle cap machine. Then they just put them on, and they happen to be clever. They go one way, and they don't go the other way until you take off the tab. Or they really would go the other way if you used a little force. These ones are really, they weren't made into a kli yet. It was just a piece of metal, then they squished it something that's not useful for anything. So it's when you unscrew it, you're making the kli. Therefore, what should you do in the plastic bottle caps? So, I think the minhag in most of our felt is to be making like Rosh Shlomo Zalman in that. In the beer bottle, everyone's makel. Everyone's makel. But, only if you drink the beer in moderation. And only if you drink the beer for a couple shots. Not if you just stop drinking for secular fun. But, in the metal bottle cap that screw on and off, those are very different. You're making it into a useful kli, and therefore, I didn't say no one matters it. But even Rosh Shlomo Zalman doesn't matter it, meaning most poskim aser it, and therefore, what should you do if you have one of these, trick question. What should you do if you have one of these grape juice bottles with the metal cap on the glass bottle that screws on and off on Shabbos?
Open it before Shabbos.
Answer the trick question, you should have opened it before Shabbos. What did you bidyeved if you forgot to open it before Shabbos or you didn't realize you would need it? Then, says the Shir Shabbos, well, hold on. You're allowed to break a cap. You're just not allowed to improve a cap. So first you make a hole in it with a knife, so now it's not useful anymore, and then you can unscrew it because now it's just broken. So that's what you should do. Now you have to be careful of two things when you go holding it with a knife. Number one, you have to make a really good hole. Meaning sometimes you'll make like a little hole and things still wouldn't leak out because it still has that little plastic thing underneath it. You know, they make a whole little plastic thing underneath it, and they just make a little hole, and then it's still a useful bottle cap. No, you have to make a big hole all the way through so that it's really useless. And B, you have to not cut the letters when you or pictures when you make a hole. But if you have a decent knife, then you, this is not a problem. And that's how you could open your grape juice on Shabbos. Or just get plastic bottles of grape juice, and then it's type number one. According to Rosh Hashanah, it's no problem anyway.
And plastic top on glass is no different than number two?
No, a plastic top on glass is like number one. Even though, like, you could say it's a little more hard because the glass is not as flexible, but the mice, it's still like number one.
What about metal on metal?
There's no metal caps on metal, Caleb.
Sure there are.
Like what?
There are beer bottles that have metal caps that go on a metal, on a aluminum tin, like a aluminum bottle.
Aluminum bottle?
An aluminum bottle cap on an aluminum bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it, does it look like a regular beer bottle that to open it you just...
Twist top.
It's a twist top.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, of course.
Coors has a metal twist top.
Good show you.
No, so then that's like this. A metal twist top is like this.
On metal.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what it's on. Lamisa, there are only three types. Number one is plastic. That's the word, twist top. Thank you. Twist top. Number three is metal twist top.
Metal twist top is us around glass.
No, it's us around everything.
So you have to puncture that also.
Yes. Metal twist top, it doesn't matter what it's on. Okay? And number two is, how do you call number two, the non-twist top?
What, the beer bottle?
Yeah.
Beer caps.
Beer caps.
What, the twist ones that they have, like...
That, where there's no, no twist. Right?
What do you do with the root beer bottle? A metal top that's twist on top of glass.
Or if any metal twist top is like number three is a problem.
No piece that separates when you open a root beer thing.
Then how do they keep someone from tampering with it in the store? You mean you can't tell if someone opened it and closed it again?
You never had like A&W or bars like in the classic like metal like they're twist root beer open things on glass.
And there's no like safety seal?
Of course there's a safety seal. It's like twisted on very well, but there's no separate piece the way you have on.
Then how can you tell if someone already opened it and closed it again?
You would hear a seal pop.
Yes, there's a seal.
That's the seal, I guess. You hear the seal pop if you.
And you just hear the pop, but there's nothing that comes off.
Nothing.
Then it's Hector Gar. The little pop doesn't improve anything.
No, it's just.
I never heard of such a thing. You're saying there's a metal twist stop without a ring or anything.
I can bring one in.
Really? Please do.
Does it matter for beer bottles if people collect the caps?
No, it doesn't even matter if people collect the caps. They're still broken. Just people like to collect the garbage. I mean, people don't collect the caps and... No, if people collected the caps and did something with them, let's say someone had a scheme where you take the twisted broken beer, you know, the twisted beer caps, and you can, like, build something important out of it. That would be one thing. It's not a collection. Just because people collect garbage doesn't make it not garbage. Okay, I know it's Moktzah, but it doesn't make it into a Asiyas Kli. You know, maybe it's not Moktzah if you collect it seriously, but it's still not useful. So that's not a problem. Unless Mamish, you have like, you build things out of them, then it's a different story. But I don't think anyone builds things out of beer caps. Yeah, okay, weiter. Now, let's get back to where we were. This is talking about bottle caps. Did you find the root beer?
Classic thing on root beer, it's like IBC root beer, it's a twist top that there's no second piece underneath that separates.
Oh, it's like a twist off beer cap.
Twist off beer cap, yeah.
It twists off, but does it twist back on?
Yeah, you can twist it back on.
Really? And you're right. Okay, fair enough. Beer caps with. So let me say a little better. You're right, even if there's a twist beer cap, if there's no ring that comes off, then I admit. They used to have, I don't know if they still have, they used to have a kind of metal caps where it wasn't a ring that came off, it was just like the bottom like was like eight different tabs that like started sticking out in eight different directions. They still have those?
They have those on plastic bottles more than they do.
Oh, they do?
I think on old school milk bottle, on the old school milk things, they still have those on plastic, like, sorry, glass milk jars.
Glass milk jars.
They sell these in America.
That's so
fancy. Fancy glass milk. They have like a top that opens, and then they have.
The last time I saw glass milk bottles, you like gave them back to the delivery guy who was going to refill them. Okay, so those are also a problem because that's mamash improving it. Okay, so these are basically if nothing comes off or breaks in the cap, whether it's twist or not, apparently there's a kind that twists off and on, and basically it is the only safety mechanism is the pop. You have to listen for the pop, or just assume no one. People have better things with their life than tamper with your root beer. Which, you know, Yish Lion. I have to have met people who actually don't have anything better to do with their lives than tamper with your root beer. But, you know, it's our goal not to be one of them. If nothing comes off, then push it, mutter. Whether it doesn't break or it breaks. Either the bottle cap stays the same or breaks, right? Meaning, in the root beer, the cap is not destroyed, the bottle stays the same, and the cap stays the same. Shalom Yisrael, ma baya, right? But if something comes off, then the plastic Rosh Shlomo Zalman is mekel, and the metal, everyone, or both Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rosh Yashiv are machmer, and the Shir Shabbos is machmer. Now, let's go back to, forget about caps. We've done caps. This is all we have to say about caps. I hope. Raphael will have another kind of cap for me. You're really an expert on the Metzius of caps. I'm so impressed.
In general.
I'm so not holding.
Can I be elaborate? You said even Rosh Shlomo Zalman is machmir.
On the metal caps.
Right.
Because of this.
Wait, but you said that there are there mekilim, and if so, what are they? What is their shita based on?
That is a... Yeah, okay, you have to ask me later, because I don't have it here with me. Okay, let's go back to the issue of where we were here, right? This was caps, right? Here was capland, right? This is capland. Now let's go back to opening thing, go back to breaking packages land. When you break something, not a separate cap, you actually break the package itself. Then... we had three shitas. One was the Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, it's called a nekev yofeh. It's called kavanas pesach. If you even want to use it slowly, or it's a can, even if you want to use it all at once. Therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, it's a mutter, only mutter to break packages if one of two things. Either it's like a sugar packet that is not shaykh to use again, right? Like you're breaking it and you use it all at once, or if it's destroyed and not useful anymore. So he says, okay, I have to add something. He wants to go a little further. He says, the kind of thing that, if you totally destroy it, or something like a sugar, you know, a sugar, what do they call those little things of sugar that you get in the cafes?
Sugar package.
Packet. Which you generally empty immediately. That's the only thing that the Chazon Ish is comfortable with. If you have the kind of thing you generally open immediately, like a sugar packet, or if you totally destroy something. So according to the Chazon Ish, basically most things are not sugar packets. The Chazon Ish would say, most things you can only open if you destroy them. Most things you can only open if you destroy them, and therefore, if you want to open a can, according to the Chazon Ish, what do? You like poke a hole in the bottom of the can, and then you open the top of the can, and then like it's totally useless, because like no one could ever use a can like in that surah. I don't mean like if you have a can of something, it's useful to have a hole in the bottom. Let's say you have a can of, I don't know, beans or something. So you poke a hole in the bottom, you open the top, and now it's totally useless. Like, no one can ever store anything in this. So you have to totally destroy it. According to the Chazon Ish, you have to totally destroy all your packaging. The second shita is Rav Shlomo Zalman and others. This is the second shita quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in the beginning of Perek Tes. And Rav Moshe sounds like he doesn't explicitly address this angle, but it sounds like Rav Moshe also agrees with this. He says that no, just emptying it out little by little is not a problem. He says it's only a problem if you plan to reuse the kli, then it's a big problem, obviously. When the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to make it still useful, that's a nek of yafeh, he meant, not if you want to empty it little by little, only if you want to refill it, right? Reuse the kli, meaning by refilling it, or you purposely make a special useful Pesach. You make some special useful Pesach. Meaning if you just stam want to open the kli, even if you're going to empty it little by little, that's no problem, unless you're planning to refill the kli, or you're going to make a specially useful Pesach. So here this gets a and very willing possibly like this middle shita, and he quotes also the Kaf HaChayim says this, or Moshe sounds this way, and so what's an example of that? Let me just first read you from the Shmir Shabbos. Ulam Yesh Mekilim, to open cans and soda cans and bags and packages that you don't usually reuse, if you don't intend to refill them after you empty them, as long as she'ein miskavin lasos pesach yafa l'shimash, you're not trying to make a special opening for use for some purpose. So let's see if we can think of a good example of what would be like making a special opening. Well, let's take some of the more controversial ones. For example, what are some examples? A regular can would be much important to this. Just taking off the top of a regular can, right? Willard says it's fine. Right? Just taking off the top of a regular can. Again, not going to Chazon Ish. Not about the Chazon Ish. Not the main middle shita. That's not a special opening. That's just taking off the top. Right? Again, if you're not planning to refill the can. Whether you're planning to empty it all now, like tuna fish, or whether it's like a coffee can, and you're going to empty it over 6 months. But still, that's not a special opening. Soda can is controversial. Why? Because in a soda can, you lift that tab, you're making a special opening, right? Meaning, that's not just like stam. Like if you take off the top of a tuna can, why do you take off the top of a tuna can? Is that like a special useful opening? No, it's just like opening the whole thing. However, in a soda can, it's like special stout to drink out of, right? Meaning, they have engineers. They spent $100,000 in research to figure out what's the right kind of opening to drink your soda out of and get the best experience. So this is controversial. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says mutter, because he looks at it very subjectively. You are not trying to design any special opening. You're just pulling the tab. Because you are not trying to do anything special. You're just opening it the easiest way possible. However, the Shu'or Letzion of Rabban Tzion Abishol says Usser, because it was designed specially. Right? Meaning, it was designed to be a special kind of opening that's a better drinking experience. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're just pulling the tab and trying to get your soda as quickly as you can. The Shor HaLitzion says no, but you're buying the product because the product was made well, and part of the way they made the product is to give you a good drinking experience by making a special opening.
Lemaisa, Rabbi Willig here is a macro like Rabbi Tzion Abishol,
and he has a very good svara, which is, it's a kokot, what do you mean you're miscavving? Shlomo Zalman says, you're not miscavving for anything, you're just pulling a tab. Rabbi Tzion Abishol says, no! You bought a can of soda, because you know in the can of soda is a special design for you to get a good opening, and that is called miscavving. Okay, it depends, like how much kavana you need. Lemaisa, Rabbi Willig is machmer in this.
I think the minig in the yeshiva is to be machmer
against Rosh Shlomo Zalman here and say that's a chashash for the Pesach Yofeh. That's already a special opening.
That's hard to be makel. Other things that are controversial are yes.
If you're cut off and tough,
then everyone agrees is mutter. Yeah. Then push it. Then again, I don't mean the Chazanish.
Right.
Even the Chazanish would say it's mutter if you cut it very poorly, probably, because it's hard to say that's useful at all. Like, even according to the Chazanish, Nira, for example, oh, here's, by the way, a good Eitza. Only for Israeli cans, not for American cans, but I'm... last I shipped the American cans, you, like, fold them under to open the cans. You, like, push the whole thing down. It's Israeli cans, you pull. That's still true? The American cans, you
like, indent it in and then pull out? Because Israeli cans, you just, like, pull.
Right. So in Israeli cans, if you just pull it part of the way, then that's mutter even according to the Or Lucio, because it's not a good opening, and then just pour it into a cup. I mean, don't drink that way, you'll cut your lip. Pour it into a cup.
Just some other examples of this are, for example, the
Tropicana. How does Tropicana work?
Okay, all these things are different every day. I shouldn't make any assumptions. But there are different kinds of...
When I was a kid, like a you open orange juice like you opened old-fashioned milk containers, which you don't do anymore. Like you like tore open the cardboard and made a little triangle.
Milk.
Yeah, even the milk cartons in Israel don't work that way. Do they in America?
I mean, the little ones,
okay.
They do.
Okay.
Now, but a lot of... Now, here's the tricky part. Nowadays, there's a lot of different kinds of juice containers. Some juice containers are just like the soda bottles. There's like a plastic cap. When you open it, a little ring comes off. And that's okay. But some containers, the way it works is,
when you open the cap, it has like a little like spike under it that tears a hole in the cardboard container.
Like spring.
Is that, does spring work that way? When you open the cap, there's like, it's like a little spike underneath that cuts a hole in the container?
I mean, you have to notice it.
Yeah. So anyway, there are some containers where, like, you know the juice containers where you pull a little ring and you take out and you open it? Trap again. When you pull the ring, what are you doing? You're actually cutting plastic, right? There's a big plastic piece, and you're cutting a hole in that plastic piece, and you're making a nice opening. All those cases, you're making a nice opening. Remember, the ring ones are not like plastic bottle caps. It's not like there was an opening that someone put a cap on it. When you pull the ring, there was never an opening there. It was just a sheet of plastic, and what they did is they etched in the plastic a little line, so it would open with force. But it's never been opened before. You're making a new opening. All those things are making a special opening and are usher, according to Rabbi Willig, because even though you're not thinking about making a special opening, right? You're just pulling. But they're making a specially designed opening. So any type of spring or Tropicana thing, where when you pull it, likewise, any juice containers... Any juice containers where you cut a new opening, like soda cans, right? Soda cans, there was never an opening there. It's just a sheet of metal, and what did they do in the soda cans? They etched the metal a little so that when you pulled, it would come off that way, right? Just like anything, right? You want to rip something, what do? You etch a line in it with a how do you say sekin yapani in English?
What?
Utility knife, what do you call it?
The kind of box cutters. What do you call them?
Exactly.
But,
box cutters.
Yeah. Okay, what?
Swiss Army knives?
No. Exactly. I mean the utility knives. Yeah, the box. The kind you have in your toolbox, right? When you want to if you want to cut a thin piece of wood, what do? You etch a line in it, and then you just break it. It breaks on that line. That's how soda cans work. They just etch the line, and now you're breaking on that line. You're making a new opening. That's how the Tropicana works. They etch the line of the plastic and had a little ring come out. When you pull the ring, you're making a brand new opening. And the spring bottles, what do? Either they etch a line or they just like put in the spike. When you turn it, a spike turns and makes a new opening. And in many of those cases, again, I'm not promising you any name brand because you have to look at how that name brand works. But in many of these things, you're making a new opening. Someone brings me in next time, we'll look at each one individually. You're making a new opening, and making a new opening is a big problem. The other place this becomes a big problem, by the way, I'll just point out, is, this is also very controversial, is milk bags. Right? Now, in America, you don't have milk bags, right? But in Israel, someone just bring in next time every container you can, and we'll see the differences between them. Preferably empty, but with the cap, and so we can tell what it used to look like. Or you can bring it full if you're willing to share. The milk bags, when you cut the milk bag the normal way, maybe that's making a special opening. Why? Because like you make it like the right size for pouring, right? You don't just say, how can I open this milk bag and get at what's inside? It's not like a tuna fish can. In a tuna fish can, do you think about what's the right size opening for getting to the tuna fish? No, you just say, where does it come apart? It comes apart at the top. When you open a milk bag, you usually think, what's like, a special way I can open this milk bag? So milk bags are very controversial. Let me just bring a few examples from the Orcha Shabbos, because the Shir Shabbos doesn't go through them as clearly. Because in a can of tuna, it's not a specially designed opening.
Isn't it?
A can of tuna, you just take off the whole top.
Right.
Or they could have made the old-fashioned cheaper way of a mere opener. Like they made that specially so it would be easier to open.
No, so it would be easier to open, but not so it would be useful after it was opened. That's the point. Yes, you mean the modern tuna ones. The modern tuna ones have a pull tab. Why do they have the pull tab? So it would be less effort to open it. But it's not like they sat and thought, what's the right size opening? What's the right shape opening? What's a useful opening? It's easy to open, but it's not. Once it's open, you don't have, okay, now we have a good spout. No, now it's just open. As opposed to Tropicana, they designed someplace where you could open a special spout. That's in the right part, and that's the right size. There's chachma to it.
It could have made it on half a tuna can, and you've been looking at the tuna. They specifically made the whole top of the tuna.
To make it easy to scoop it out.
But there's kavanah in that.
What if someone wanted like the juice from a tuna can, open it just enough, just take the juice from the tuna can?
That is a fascinating question. Nirlin yizdaiti, that's anyway usher d'oraisa of borer, because it's kvashim u'shlokos l'meinehem. Kvashim u'shlokos l'meinehem is a big bayah. The standard shot is the opposite. Can I drain out the liquid down the drain from the tuna because I want kvashim u'shlokos l'gufan? Okay, kvashim u'shlokos l'gufan. That's the Gemara says is mutter. But if you want the, it's also because of borer, maybe it's also also because of making a kli. I agree.
Similar to
the
milk bag, a chip bag, you want to take
the
chips out of the top and
see if it's
blank.
So, I think this is definitely something I'm willing in many poskim. Just opening it on the whole top, that's not yet a Pesach Yafe. A Pesach Yafe means it's like this. Just having a lot of access is not a Pesach Yafe.
just so you can access it openly is not a Pesach Yafa. That's just called breaking. A Pesach Yafa means besides accessing it, it's good for something else. So that's what it really says. All these containers, besides now being able to access the juice or the drink, it's also a good spout for pouring. That's a Pesach Yafa. When besides access, you always get also get something else. If you just get a lot of access, that's not a Pesach Yafa. Meaning that's just, because a tuna fish can, basically, the difference is this, very posh. You open the tuna fish can, now it's a good Pesach, you can get all the fish. If the can disappeared, it would be even better. You just don't want interference to get in your tuna fish. However, in a soda can, if the can just disappeared, even if it was in a bowl, it would say, no, now I can't drink it conveniently. Right? Now I'm going to need to get a cup, and I'll have to wash the cup, or I'll have to use a disposable cup, or I'll have to go find the cup. No. You dafka need this because it's good for drinking. Same for the Tropicana. The Tropicana, the potato chip bag, you don't need it open a specific way. You just want to be able to get to the potato chips. Right? If the potato chip bag was on a tray and the whole bag disappeared, that would be fine. You know, you don't need a special way to get the potato chips. You just want nothing blocking the potato chips. As opposed to, Rabbi Willing says, and Rabbi Sinan Abishal says in the Orla Tzion, all these drink containers where you're making a special pouring mechanism. That's a Pesach Yafa. Rosh Hashanah doesn't say that. But, Rabbi Willing does. What about A?
When you open the cereal box, you still have a bag that's still closed. Like you're, and then you open the bag, and then you're making a match of the box, because you're going to close up the box to keep your cereal ready.
Ah, what about the cereal box? Okay, cereal boxes, cereal boxes are a little trickier for the simple reason that, cereal boxes are not, I don't think cereal boxes really, you would say, a chashash of, for a reason that we'll see soon. I don't think cereal boxes are a chashash of Baki Mepatish, although they might be Korea, which we'll get to, because you're not really, you're just opening it where it was sealed. And we see later on in Sif Beis, if something was sealed above the sediment, if something was sealed not so hard, cereal boxes are not sealed so hard. So therefore, it's not really Baki Mepatish to open them. Question of whether maybe there's a different issue of taking apart glued cardboard because of Correa, we'll get to next time, probably. But let's just think for a second about. So the cereal, nearly that, no one makes a Pesach Yafe out of. And how about the cereal bag? I don't think anyone opens a cereal bag and makes a Pesach Yafe. As a matter of fact, trust me, more cereal bags are open in my house than probably anyone else in Medina Israel. No one makes a Pesach Yafa. They open it, it opens this way, it opens that way, no one's so machmen on it. I don't think they're trying to make a Pesach Yafa. Milk bags are very tricky. In the Orcha Shabbos, he assumes milk bags are a problem, although it also might be a problem with Korea. But then he also says, it's a maybe it's a chashash of a Pesach Noe, okay, yesh la'ayin. Lamaisa, if you make a nice opening, he quotes here, if you make a nice opening in a milk bag, then that is also potentially a problem. Okay, it's a little unclear, but the Orcha Shabbos is definitely machmir in the milk bag. The Shmir Shabbos, when it comes to opening bags, is a little unclear about it. He doesn't specifically address milk bags, but the Orcha Shabbos says he thinks it's pasher to open milk bags in the normal way. So. Again, it might also be because of Korea, but it's still a good example. Like, if you open milk bags the normal way, you're making, like, a special opening. And therefore, one should be machmir in my house. We normally buy milk cartons for Shabbos. That just makes it easier. We call it Shabbos milk. And I'm pretty sure that the milk cartons, a lot of the milk cartons they sell nowadays are, like, the mutter kind of soda bottles, bottle caps, like, like the milk carton does not change at all. All it has is all you do is you lose the ring from the bottle cap. But
or you could also be milk carton, but cartons you can just open before Shabbos anyway.
Okay, but then you can just open it before Shabbos. It's still convenient. Although, it probably depends which company. But milk bags,
it's hard to open before Shabbos if you need, like,
four of them. Because, you know, Shabbos cereal.
Okay, the rule in my house is that you only get one bowl of Shabbos cereal, but it's somehow Shabbos is together. Ein olam haba, v'om din smufim mishakar v'vacha, and lo amar amok.
So the milk bags also is a chash iser says the Urcha Shabbos. The Urcha Shabbos says usser. He doesn't say according to some opinions. He says usser to open normally because that's a chash of Pesach Yafeh. What could you do? You could, what we do in my house for milk bags. First of all, he says, according to many poskim, you could just open them abnormally. Not with a nice pouring opening, just like cut a lot off the top. And then, you probably don't want to keep them in your fridge that way, because they'll spill. But then just you could pour it into a bucket or something. All right, what we do in my house for milk bags on Shabbos is, we try to be machmir about it. If we have a milk bag on Shabbos, we just slice the whole thing and put the milk in a pitcher. The tip, first put the milk bag in the pitcher and then slice it. It's much cleaner that way. Put the milk bag in the pitcher, stick in a knife, just slice the whole thing. All the milk comes out into the pitcher and shalom al yisrael. So that's definitely a potential problem. Okay, maybe we'll bring in some more and see some other examples. I'll just point out one last shita. The Yalkut Yosef quotes from his father. A lot of these things he quotes, he asked his father. So maybe they're not all in print, or maybe they're in some of the newer books. There's a newer, big, six-volume set of Rav Avadya on Hilchos Shabbos. What's it called? Why is it escaping me? Is it the Halichos Olam? Is that what it's called? Where's our starting? Anyway, it's hard to find things there. Lamaisa, Rav Avadya says, Rav Avadya, me ikra din. He also says it's better to open before Shabbos. But me ikra din, he says that really anything that you're not going to refill is automatically mutter. There's no chash at all. The whole sugya of a betakim makav a patish and everything is only in things you might refill. Like barrels. Even a mustiki barrel you would reuse. But anything that you don't refill, right? He says that anything me'ikra din that you don't refill is mutter to open in any fashion. Now, he says me'ikra din. So basically, anyone who opens anything that you don't refill in any fashion has a Rav Avadya to be somichan. He prefers to be machmir. Me'ikra din, he says there's no problem opening anything, no matter what kind of Pesach you make. Because the whole problem is only in things you might refill. Things you don't refill, no one ever meant to asr in the first place. There's no such thing as an isser makiv apaptish on something you don't refill. Now therefore, any kli you don't refill, yesh makilim to open it in any way, yesh machmirim to only destroy it, and the middle shita, which is the mainstream shita, is that you can open it as long as you don't make a Pesach Yafeh.
Two things. Isn't Rav Avadya make it also with the metal caps on his glass?
I think he is. That's what I didn't want to say to answer Aaron because I didn't have it in front of me and I wanted to double check.
And second, when it comes to...
Can't check in that safer because they're not going to reserve that.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the need to refill with the same thing as Lachnis Lotzi?
No, it's just to make it like Hashiva's Kli. Yeah. Yeah, it's not. That is a great question. That depends on what you asked before. One second, let's see if he puts anything. Yeah, the Maitre Venu says, I know the Orcha Shabbos says, he's very machmer on this, says the Orcha Shabbos that if someone does open a one by accident, you shouldn't use it on Shabbos because of Maisa Shabbos. And he quotes this from Shlomo Zalman. The Shlomo Zalman says, on the metal caps, even if someone opens it by accident, you shouldn't use it.
They use it for Kiddush then?
No, you shouldn't use the cap. The wine is okay. Remember, this was Rav Shlomo Zalman as opposed to Rav Moshe. The indirect effects of Maisa Shabbos are okay. Just you shouldn't use the cap. You can use the wine. Because no one did malachah to the wine. They just did malachah to the cap. Okay. Now, just some examples of where the Orcha Shabbos is makel, by the way, he says, is let's say you put a straw into, you know the kids put the straw into, what do they call those drink bags? Those punch bags? There's a word for them. Trophit. Right? Kids put a straw into trophit.
That's
what? What were you thinking?
Caprizan.
Is that trophit in America?
Yeah.
Or it was, I don't know.
It's like, it's just like a foilish bag, and you drink it by sticking a straw and drinking it. Or what kids do with sakiyot shoko, you just bite it and you drink it. Says that's not a Pesach Yofeh. That's not a Pesach. That's not called kavana for a Pesach Yofeh. If you just bite it and drink it, that's not a Pesach Yofeh. That's just,
Why is the straw not a Pesach Yofeh?
What?
Why is the straw not a Pesach Yofeh?
So I think he assumes a straw is not a Pesach Yofeh because you're not trying to make a special opening. You're just trying to drink it. You want to stick the straw into it. And if it was a bigger opening, you would also drink it with a straw. Meaning, it's not like it's sealed. If you turn it upside down, it will spill either way. Right? And it just like happens to be. Like, that's the most convenient way to open it. But it's not like you need it to be the special tzura. As a matter of fact, the hole you make with a straw is big enough for a straw. But any hole would be big enough for a straw.
But it holds the fact that it's...
The fact that it keeps your straw from falling. Okay, yesh la'ayin. These things are hard to draw the line.
Also, biting a shabbat sakit.
Mm-hmm.
How is that different than... Milk in a bag, so we said that the vayam is that it needs to be not too big, not too small, to be able to drink from it, but not spill.
It's a good question. He assumes that it's not called a Pesach Yofeh, because if you bite it, that's not a Pesach Yofeh. Okay, what's his real svara here? I'll read you his words. Ein zo tzuras Pesach Noeh. It's not the tzura of Pesach Noeh. And obviously the other tzad l'hakel is that is that you drink it all right away, although that doesn't necessarily help for the Pesach Noeh. So he assumes that it's not a tzura of Pesach Noeh. You're right, it's a little hard to figure out exactly how to draw the line. I still might say that, still, when you're biting the shoko, you could bite it in different ways. You know, you're not medayik in how you bite it. When you stick the straw in, you're not thinking you want to like hold your straw. As opposed to case when you're trying to be medayik to cut the right way. Anyway, Lamaisa, okay, don't argue on Kulos the Orcha Shabbos. So it says the Orcha Shabbos that biting or sticking straw into a drink bag, says the Orcha Shabbos is mutter. He says that's not considered a Pesach Noeh. Okay, I admit it becomes very subtle to where to draw the line. I do see what he's saying. Certainly, there's a difference when you open a milk bag, you're trying to cut it to get the right opening. Here, you're just biting the sakit. Your kavana is different. Your kavana, and even when you stick the straw in, you're not miscaving to make a straw-shaped hole. You're just miscaving to access the drink. As opposed to these other things, you're miscaving to make a special hole. Okay, I think that's all we have to say about Pesach Yofeh. Let's just try to at least, finishing Sif Aleph is going to be hard. It's a big Sif. It's okay, Beis Gimel Dalet have between them, you had all the Mefarshim together like three lines, right? So we're going to catch up at some point. But let's try to at least go a little further in Aleph. A little further in Aleph, says the Mechaber, a full barrel is usher to break, even if you're not making anything useful, because of stira bekalim, if it's a full barrel, that's not mustiki. That we dealt with. And in a barrel that's not mustiki, meaning a real kli, not a disposable kli. A real kli, you're not allowed to make any hole, even if it's not yafeh. Meaning, let's say a real kli. Like a, what's a real kli? What? A pitcher. I mean, I don't know why you'd want to make a hole in these things. Things like arcane, you don't usually want to make holes in. But if you would, you know, a real kli, I don't want to. Yeah, for the machaber, fine. A table, or a chair, or a salad bowl, or a laundry basket, like a real permanent kli, right? If that's what Pesach Yafeh is also make. You can't make any hole in a real permanent kli. In a real permanent kli, any hole might be improving the kli, and that would be a problem of binyan bekalim, according to the machaber. Even if it has a hole, it's just a new hole, it needs to be widened a little, and you're trying to widen it, it is usur. Says the Ramah, as the Mishnah explains, this Ramah is explaining the Mechaber, not himself. Usur with kavana. Okay, says the Mechaber, making any hole in a permanently is a problem, but only with kavana. Only if your kavana is to make a hole. Well, why would you make a hole without kavana? He explains. If you were just storing your knife in a barrel, right? Where do you keep knives in the old days? You stick them into a kli. So you stored your knife in a barrel, you stuck it in before Shabbos, you take it out and you put it back, it's going to widen the hole a little. That's okay because you didn't have kavana. As the Ramah v'daf to show tziu gamkein pamachis mod yom v'lo loitzi mod yom aser davi psik reisha dosa nekem pesach l'chavis. Okay, klishin shorei mortalim l'chavis ayin le'el shemishin chesif mem dalid. We won't get into that now, although maybe we'll try to throw it in much later. Here we have a fundamental machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Basically, if your knife is stuck into your barrel, can you take it out and put it back on Shabbos? If it will unintentionally widen the hole. Again, not to add a mustiki barrel. A mustiki barrel, I think, would be pasha, that would be mutter. Why? Because unless you're making a special Pesach Na, it's not a problem for a mustiki barrel. Here we need a real kli. If you have a real barrel, a strong barrel, a permanent barrel. Now, again, nowadays we never store our knives by sticking them into barrels, right? We probably store our knives in drawers or something. But, I don't know if you could come up with some contemporary example. It's going to be a little hard. Right? What?
Wood blocks that people put their knives in.
Yeah, but those come with holes already that you never widen. Like, those are made with holes to hold knives. Right?
There's some, I think, that makes it nice. Like,
Okay. You know, maybe you...
It's not like that, but it's like it conforms.
Okay. Meaning, let's say, I don't know, you stick your knife into a wood block that's too small for it. Right? And you unintentionally widen the hole. Okay. So, the Mechaber says, as long as it's unintentional, it's okay. The Ramah says, no, even unintentional is usur. It's only mutter if you already put it in and took it out on Friday. Why did that make it mutter? Because once it's been in and out already, if you put it in and out again, what does it become? What is it now? Only? Not a psikresha, but darshin miskavin. It might not widen it. The first time for sure widens it. The second time might or might not widen it. Now here it gets into very complicated, which Rishon is this all based on? The big Shurim's edition.
Nothing.
This is all based on the big Shurim's edition. This is a very complicated sugya, and comes in two layers. One layer is, what did the Shurim's edition mean? The Shurim's edition was dealing with this issue of. Who finished the Magen Avraham and Taz about this Trumas Hadeshin and Seder? Okay. What?
That's not very difficult.
Or who never plans to finish the Magen Avraham and Taz about this Trumas Hadeshin and Seder?
That is where I didn't do that.
Okay. What day of the week is it? Tuesday?
We just spent a while. We did like
not a while, but like 10 minutes. All right, you know what? Let me do a little summary of the Trumas Hadeshin sugya now, and then maybe it'll be easier to go back and fill in the details. The Trumas Hadeshin is worried about this question: can you stick your knife into
take your knife out of it and stick it into something, or is that making a hole? Says the Trumas Hadeshen that the Trumas Hadeshen has a little problem. He has three examples. He says a kotel usher. Why? What's the phrase he uses there? Why is it usher and a kotel? Because of kodeach, drilling. Drilling into a building is always usher. Kodeach, because of kodeach. He says, a barrel, or he says, a chavis. At first he says about a chavis that it's mutter because what? At first he says a chavis is mutter because? It's a psik resha of? Why is it drabbanan? Isn't kodeach the araisa? It's kodeach, it's buildings. A chavis is not a building, a chavis is a kli, and a kli, right, kodeach, in buildings. A chavis, first he says that it is...
He is the Trumas Hadeshen?
This is the Trumas Hadeshen. Yeah, sorry, there's all the Trumas Hadeshen. At first he says that in a kli, the Isser is not Kodeach. There's no Isser drilling a Kli. The Isser is making a Pesach. And the Pesach and a Chavis is only Drabbanan. Why? Why is the Pesach and a Chavis only Drabbanan?
It's not Lahachmas
Lahotzi. It's not bi-directional. Meaning, when you make a little hole in the side of your barrel, you only use it to go out. You don't put anything in through that hole. When you want to refill it in, you open up the top.
Oh, it's about whether you do or whether you can.
Whether you do.
Really?
Yes. You can use every hole in both directions,
right.
No?
Yeah.
But what's its intention? What's its purpose? When you make a hole in the barrel, on the side, like the size of like a little trickle of whiskey, you only intend to get whiskey out that hole. What if you have, when you want to refill it with whiskey, you're going to open the top, right? It's a matter of... Right, so it's not a matter of... Now, by the way, there's all kinds of interesting subtleties in the modern-day poskim. You know how the modern-day poskim discovered, or modern-day scientists discovered, in order to pour something out of a barrel, of a kli, you need to let air in? You ever notice how you make, like, two holes in the top of that can and cap, that big can of juice?
Yeah.
One to let the air in, one to let it out? The big machlokes of modern-day poskim is that, and sometimes you pour it one way, sometimes the other way. So is that considered a two-way, to let the air in and the juice out? Most poskim say no, that's considered one way. The air going in is just like for science. You don't actually think about the air going in. You just want the juice to come out. The air only has to come in so it won't be a vacuum. Okay. But what's the classic example of a two-way hole, by the way?
Lol
shel tarnigol in a chicken coop. Why is a chicken coop, the hole is important to be used in two directions? Because you need to let air in so the chickens won't suffocate. And you need to let the smell out.
Isn't it the same thing as the...
No, here the chickens need to breathe. The only reason you have air going into the can is so there won't be a vacuum, so it'll pour out. Not because you need the air in the can.
Right.
But the chickens need to breathe air. That's how they get oxygen.
Yes.
Okay, weiter. So, he says it's a one-way petach. Is only midrabanan. And sikresha is mutter. And it's a drabbanan. The famous sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen, that psikresha is mutter and it's a drabbanan. However, then he changes his tune. I'm not sure if I can change his mind, but at least changes his tune. And then, what he says later about the chavis, I'm going through this because I know that most of the people in this room look through it inside. Then what he says later about the chavis, he says, no, it's only mutter if Dutza v'sholfa, right? That means you stick it in and take it out. Miba od yom, which is davar she'eino miskavein, not sikresha, right? Then he says, no, it's only mutter dutza v'sholfa od yom, because if you already took it in and out on Friday, then it only might or might not widen the hole. Obviously, davar she'eino is mutter that everyone knows. And then what does it say at the end? He talks about a safsal. He goes back to repeat the kotel, and what does he say about a safsal? Mutter. Why is the saf so mutter? Because, well, doesn't say exactly why a saf so is mutter. He just says saf so is mutter. I don't think he repeats at the end why a saf so is mutter. Does he? Anyone have it here? Who brought in their copy of the Shrimas edition? I know it's also in the Kaz.
But I think at the very end, yeah, he doesn't say anything. Yeah. Okay, great.
Now, the question is, here's the problem. In a kli, the safsol is mutter, but the chavis he decided was usser. So what's pshat? Here is a stira. Okay, what are the two ways to resolve this stira? The mechaber way and the ramah way. Anyone?
Oh.
Just tell me one way.
I was going to say something about the saf. You can lean the saf on it. It's still relatively useful. I can't remember.
What do you mean? No, that was something that's missing a leg. You're not missing a leg. You're just storing your knife in it. Remember, where do you keep your knife? You keep it on the bench. Okay.
Going to the Ramah, it's only mutter if you stick it in the Arab Shabbos.
No, the saf is mutter, even if you didn't. Chavis. But what's the difference? Mutter, even in the psik ratio, is mutter in a chavis. But what? How? Why the chavis mutter? If the chavis is aser, why is the safsol mutter? So here is mechlukas mechaber and Rambam. Says the mechaber, he says, you know what he meant by the chavis here? Here he meant a chavis machzekes mem se'ah, which is a binyan. Is a binyan. And here he meant a safsal or a small chavis, which is a kli. Right? That's the difference. When he, in the middle, went back and asked for the chavis, he wasn't retracting his heter of a kli. He was just saying, you know what? The chavis in that Mordechai must have been a building chavis that held Memsa'ah. So what's the final psak point of the Mechaber? Psik Reish is usher by buildings, because that's Kodeach the Oraisa. And what's the principle? The Svara. Here it's a Psik Reisha of Kodeach, which is an Isser Torah. And here it's Psik Reisha of Pesach Lehotzi below Lehachmis, which is an Isser Dirabanan. Alright, so Pashut. That's the Mechaber. However, the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, and the Taz explains this much more, says no, there's another difference. What's the difference between a chavis and a safsal? Come on, help me out here. It's a good svar. When you stick a knife in a chavis, what are you accomplishing that you're not accomplishing when you stick it in a safsal?
Petach.
When you stick a knife through a chavis, it makes an opening. A spout. When you stick a knife in a bench, it doesn't make an opening, it makes a hole. Right? There's no opening. It's not like an inside and outside of the bench and now things can go through the hole. It's just a bench, just like a big block of wood.
Air can go through it. It's going to be cooler sitting in it if it's
a
hot summer.
No, it's like the bottom of a bench. It's like a big block of wood on the, and you stick it in the bottom.
It's not a through hole.
Is it? Right? No, it's not a through hole. So he says, therefore, pasha, there's no stira. This is talking about an opening in a kli. An opening in a kli. That's usser. This is talking about a hole in a solid kli that is not a Pesach. A hole in a solid kli that's not a Pesach. Okay, that's mutter. A hole, meaning just making a hole in a kli, that's not usher. It's only usher to make a Pesach in a kli. And he said you have to be mdayik. At the end the transgression mentioned safsal. Why didn't he mention chavis? Ah, because a chavis has an opening. It has an inside and an outside. And if you make a hole between the inside and outside, that's called an opening. A safsal is just like a big solid block of wood. You stick a knife in a block of wood, you've made a hole, but you haven't made an opening. Because there's no inside and outside. And therefore, if there's no opening, therefore it's not a problem, says the Rambah. And that's where the psak comes from. Therefore, they differ in psak by a small chavis, meaning less than 40 sah, mutter psik reishis mutter, and according to the Ramah, psik reishis asur. That's where the Ramah and the Mechaber get based on the Trumas HaDeshen. If you look for a moment, just flip for a second, and then we'll have to stop in the middle of this inyan. If you flip for a second in Yud Beis, Mechaber and Ramah both agree. A kotel is asur and a safsal is mutter. They both agree a safsal is mutter. They both agree a kotel is asur. They only argue about a chavis. Based on this pshat, they all agree kotel. Lekuli alma, that's if you base. Kotel is asur and safsal is mutter. They only argue, what about a small chavis? The Ramah says small chavis like a safsal. By kli, it's mutter. The Ramah says, no. Small chavis is a problem because that's a Pesach. Pesach is a problem. Okay, what we didn't get to now, and I don't want to go past 5 o'clock, is this is all the Mechaber, the Ramah within the Trumas HaDeshen. The question is, maybe the Trumas HaDeshen was wrong in the first place, and even a Kotel is Mutter. Or you know what? I'll let you go through it. Give me just 2 seconds. This all assumes the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Trumas HaDeshen all assume Kotel is Osir. Right? Kotel is Osir, Safsal is Mutter. They argue what the Trumas HaDeshen meant about Chavis. However, says the Achronim that the Trumas HaDeshen misunderstood the Mordechai and misunderstood the Gemara. Says the Achronim, even Kotel is Mutter. Why is even Kotel Mutter? Kol Shekein. Chavis. Why is even Kotel Mutter? What are the factors the Magen Avraham mentions here? Is this just the Psik Reisha? Or is this more than just the Psik Reisha?
More.
Shkaich. So, because this isn't just the Psik Reisha, this is... Meaning, in the specific case of storing a knife. When you store a knife, this is a Psik Reisha de lo michale. It's not a Psik Reisha, it's lo michale. You don't want more holes in your things. Like, you want the least holes in your barrels, kotel, walls, and benches that you can. And it's mekalkel. This is mekalkel. It's ruins. Every time you stick a knife in it, it makes it worse. Right? This has nothing to do with opening packages and like you being happy to have a hole. And it's kalachriyad. This is a strange way of making a hole. If you want to make a hole in something, this is not how you do it. This is not the normal way of making a hole. And they point out it is, although this might go together, malacha she'ena tsricha legufa. This is what the Magen Avraham says. Says the Magen Avraham. And they also point out, if you remember, there's a Magen Mishnah, who according to some Achronim meant, nothing's Makom Patish without Kavanah, special kula Makom Patish. That's the Mishnah Berurah has for the Gra. Plus, Lefi, the Magen Mishnah, Lo Shayach Meleches Makom Patish Bli Kavanah. Right? There's no segregation of Makom Patish. Makom Patish is subjective. It only depends what you're trying to do. So therefore, Lemaisa Paskin and Mishnah Berurah, again, you have to look in the Gra, look in the Taz, look in the Magen Avraham. Now you can go back and review it. Bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham says Mutter Legamrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Magen Avraham, Mutter, says the Mishnah Brura. Al pi the Taz, Nahagu Lahachmir. The Minig is Lahachmir anyway, and therefore, Lemaisa, Kotel Usser, and Chavis is Mutter, the Makom Tzorech. That's the bottom line of Sakh the Mishnah Brura, that really, I'll be strict in, you can make a taina. Remember the old Sikh Rachel Nichol with many other Drabbanans added on? I'll be strict in if you can make a taina to matter because it's a Sikh Rachel Nichol and trade Drabban. But, Lamaisa, the Minig Sasra in a Kotel, and even in a Chavis, we should respect the Ramah unless it's a Makom Tzorech. So, bottom line, we should not store our knives this way. Agav, I will just point out one last thing. When it comes to the etzem issue of segresha vidrabanan, the Magen Avraham is marich here. Now you can go through it, and hopefully it'll be a little easier for you because I didn't get into all the sugyas. But when it comes to not the local issue, but the broader issue of segresha in an iser drabanan, the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Hay discusses it at great length, and Paskins in the end, against the Trumas Hadeshin, that we hold Sikresh Barbanan as Usser. That's the standard halacha. Notice that Rav Avadya always uses Big Tzad Lahakel. Maybe that's because the Machaber here seems to endorse the Kula of the Trumas Hadeshin. But we hold by Sikresh, ends the Magnum Rav Sukkot, hey, Sikresh Vinisha Barbanan, we hold as Usser. That is, in and of itself, is not yet a Kula. And, except by Amir al Akum, we're more Mekel. As we learned in some Rishon Gimel. Okay, I will not come back to Sif Aleph. You can now fill in the Magen Avraham and Taz and hopefully fill it in a little better. You can come to me to ask any questions because I didn't go through all the sugyas. We'll pick up Sif Beis and Eretz Hashem on Sunday. We have two more shiurim until Bein Hazmanim. In those two shiurim until Bein Hazmanim, we will...
Sunday and Tuesday?
Yes. We'll see if we can finish Simin Shin Yud Aleph.